It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 16th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is epithet, spelled E-P-I-T-H-E-T. Epithet is a noun. That means a characterizing word or phrase that accompanies or occurs in place of the name of a person or thing, or a disparaging or abusive word or phrase. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Daily Herald of Columbia, Tennessee, by Stephen Rowland. Seeing the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Club holding American flags brings back a lot of patriotic emotions. World War II vets are part of what has been referred to as the greatest generation. I wonder what the epithet will be for our current generation. Nowadays, the word epithet is usually used negatively, with the meaning a derogatory word or phrase. But it wasn't always that way. Epithet comes from the Greek word epitithenai, meaning to put on or to add. In its oldest sense, epithet is simply a descriptive word or phrase, especially one joined by fixed association to the name of someone or something, as in Richard the Lionheart or the Homeric phrase, wine dark sea. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.